This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know we're talking golf when this song comes on.
I just think about the rodent dancing, boy.
You think about what?
A rodent dancing when the song plays.
The song makes me think of John Chuckery.
Every single time
I hear it, I think of, well, all right, what's bugging Chuckery?
Uh-oh, here it goes.
It was always something
here
good,
it
too.
Goes.
Every single time. It was so, so good. All right, 20 minutes away from the AMA. The phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. You could call us. You can ask us. We will answer as we do every single day to wrap up the show. We'll get back into a couple of different college football news and notes in a few minutes, as well as the everyone has spoken into microphones in Destin, Florida. So we'll react to some of what we heard. But the Tour Championship obviously played at Eastlake every single year. We love to be there. One of our favorite events of the year. Alex Urban is the executive director of the tournament, and some changes to the format at the Tour Championship. So Alex joins us right now to talk about that. Alex, how are you?
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just start there. I think people are familiar with the way that the scoring system and format had been the last handful of years. Obviously, you guys are making a change this year. Tell people what's different.
Yeah, so, you know, the nice thing is, if you're kind of aware of how it worked, the change is that we're going to simplify things a little bit. And, you know, the starting strokes format that we've used since 2019, we'll be transitioning that away here in 2025. So all 30 guys, when they show up here on site at the Tour Championship, having qualified, you know, post-BMW, all 30 will start at even par for the week, and all of them will have a chance to win the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. So unlike in the past where there was kind of two champions and it was points-based, that has gone away. If you win the Tour Championship, you win the FedEx Cup, and it is a it's a winner, kind of winner take all scenario over 72 holes. You know, I think we did a whole bunch of fan surveying over the last couple of years, and the PGA Tour in general is kind of looking at a number of things and trying to get feedback from fans and then deliver, you know, what fans are looking for to make it more compelling, more interesting, more exciting from TV, for on site. And what's really cool is that our players really take the lead so that we get that feedback. And then our players sit down and they provide recommendations on various things. And you may have seen Scottie Scheffler talking about this at the Memorial this week. Like, they sit down and talk about, how do we determine the best player? We have the 30 best players qualifying here at Eastlake. They like 4 days of 72 holes of stroke play competition on a difficult setup golf course. That's the second piece, is that the golf course setup is going to be more intentionally difficult. So that should be a lot of fun. So it's going to be cool. We're going to have, I think, more impactful golf throughout the course of the day than we've had the last few years, because, you know, some guys won't be starting 10 shots behind. They technically had a chance, but now everyone is equal footing here at the Tour Championship. So we're really excited about it.
That was going to be my question to you, is like, who influenced this and how did the players feel about it? But now my question, because we were there last year, Scotty was up 10, when they were like 10 strokes when we got last year, we got their bunk. When was this finalized? I mean, when was it decided? Was it just this previous year, or was it, you know, maybe a couple years before that this time we were going to go to this format?
You know, it literally, it's been something that's been discussed. So coming out of last year's tournament, like I said, we had all of this fan data. We had tens of thousands of stakeholders, so sponsors, fans, our people, like folks like our proud partners, you know, Accenture, Coke, and Southern Company, basically provided feedback on, hey, here's what we like, here's what we think could be better. You're starting to see it show up in a number of areas, like the telecast is one too. You hopefully have started to notice some new ways of broadcasting golf and how they show tee shots and stuff like that. But one of the pieces was, hey, we want a more consequential, exciting end to the season at East Lake at the Tour Championship. And that was really coming out of this last tournament and into the winter, kind of facilitated those discussions. And then our player board gets together and talk about all kinds of different possibilities. And could we do this? Could we do that? And that's how we ultimately landed here, with the removal of the starting strokes and setting the golf course up a little bit more difficult and putting everyone on equal footing.
Alex Urban joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Executive Director of the Tour Championship. Let me ask you this, because one of the things we talk about and have fun with and have talked with you about before is the paycheck for the winner. Like, the guy that wins the FedEx Cup makes the biggest payday of the year by far in golf. With this new format and the winner of the Tour Championship being the winner of the FedEx Cup, is the money breakdown the same, or is points factored in, or how does that all work?
Yeah, I know they're working on adjusting how the payout works a little bit. Basically, players are accepting a little bit more volatility in the system, and which will change the exact payout here. I believe it'll still be the highest payout. I mean, we had a pretty good lead over the second biggest event here, but I don't think it'll be exactly the same. However that breaks out will be determined a little bit closer to the tournament. But the whole point is that the players, actually Max Homa talked about this yesterday, like, yeah, the money is important, but I think what it means to win the FedEx Cup against the best players on tour, the goal is to make this the hardest to qualify for event and the hardest event to win. And so that when you lift the trophy on Sunday, if you're Max Homa or you're Scottie Scheffler or Justin Thomas, whoever, you feel like you've accomplished, you know, something at the upper echelon of the sport of golf and certainly the upper echelon of the PGA Tour. So I think there's some kind of stuff at the margins to figure out on that side of things, but really what it's about is more competition based than anything.
Real quick, I know we got 1 minute, Alex. What about the course itself? Has it been changed because, like you said before, you make it a little bit more even as everybody's on the even par? Has the course changed at all throughout the how it has been in the past?
Well, if you recall, you know, last year we were we came back after a full year of closure and a full course restoration. So we had a brand new golf course last year. And, you know, first year of a course, you don't know exactly what to expect. And I think there's always going to err on the side of a conservative setup with that in mind, just not because of the unknowns. So it's going to be fun, I think, just the second year by virtue of being the second year of post-restoration. But also they are purposefully saying, like Scottie Scheffler and these guys are saying, we want it to be hard. We want par to be a good score out here. And there are things you can do. Thankfully, I don't set up golf courses for a living. There are people that that get paid a lot of money to do that and do it really well. So the PGA Tour Rules and Competitions team will work really closely with East Lake and you know, their experts as well. This is our 25th playing at East Lake this year, so it's not the first time they've set up a tour championship. I think everyone will have a lot of fun coming up with, okay, what would we do if we were going to make it a little bit more difficult? And I'm sure that'll be a storyline as we get closer to the tournament. We'll be able to answer that question a little bit more closely of like, hey, here's what they're doing to try to accomplish that goal. But it should be fun.
Well, you know we're looking forward to it.
We love being
out there every single year. Alex, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me as always. Take care.
Alex Urban there, Executive Director of the Tour Championship, with some changes. And I think it's a smart move, right?
Yeah, because before our first time out there together, I had no idea about the scoring of it and everything. And so then I'm thinking, like last year, okay, the best golfer in the world has 10 strokes up on everybody?
Right. So
even though he did lose.
Though 2 years ago, Scotty got caught by Rory.
That's what it was. It was 2 years ago.
Last year, Scotty held off. I think it was Max Homa and maybe Colin Morikawa. But yeah, like Scotty won it last year. But yeah, for people that maybe don't know, by the time they got to the Tour Championship, they staggered the starting scores based on your year leading up to that. So Scotty Scheffler had played better than everybody, so he started the tournament 10 under. And then whoever was in second place started the tournament at 8 under. So it was like calling it the Super Bowl of golf was a little bit disingenuous just because
it's a disadvantage.
In the Super Bowl, the best team doesn't start with a touchdown lead,
right?
So now everybody starts at even par, which makes sense. The course being harder makes sense, too, because if you do remember last year, it was kind of supposed to be, and then these guys went out there and went low. Like, I think Scotty shot like 64, 65, 66 all four rounds. So it'll be fun to see it be a little bit harder. And I don't know. I give them we kind of criticize. We've been doing it a lot with college football this week. These leagues and the decision makers for like over fixing and over changing things.
This needs to be changed.
I give them credit for hearing the feedback from people, because when they went to it, I was like, well, it's just more complicated. Like, why would they, you know, like the casual golf fan is going to have to Google what's happening to understand what's going on. That doesn't seem smart. So to go away from it, you know, it took a couple of years to do it, but to go away from it. The other thing is, like, the best moment of recent memory at the Tour Championship was Tiger Woods coming up 18 in 2018 when he won it and kind of was starting that comeback before he went on to win the Masters in 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have happened under that scoring.
No.
Like, had that scoring system been in place, the best moment they had maybe in tournament history wouldn't have happened because Tiger Woods wouldn't have been in position to actually win the tournament.
One of those things, what made you go to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Because of that, maybe, because Tiger won the tournament but didn't win the FedEx Cup, and they didn't want that to happen. Which, but again, that had happened before. Like, there was a year where Phil Mickelson won the Tour Championship.
We can't have that.
I don't know. Yeah, it was overcomplicated. So credit to them for going back to a simpler system, getting it right, making it easier for everyone. And while we're at it, can we make, like, the PGA Championship, can we make it match play?
Why not?
That'd be fun. PGA Championship needs a facelift.
Is a facelift?
Yeah.
I think they need
nobody
to,
cares
I think,
about the PGA Championship.
I mean, that's place fun anyway.
Masters is the Masters. U.S. Open's the U.S. Open. Open Championship's the Open Championship. Make the PGA Championship match play like it was, like it once was.
Oh, when was that?
I don't know. 75 years ago.
Okay.
But
so when did it happen?
Make it stand apart, you know? give it something unique to itself. I think I lost you guys on this one.
Yeah, a little
bit. But they should, all right? They should do it.
A little bit.
They should make it something special. And right now it's not. There you have it.
Done?
I guess so.
Yeah, okay. I was like, done? You done?
Well, no. I mean, I still feel that way.
No. I'm just saying, because when you're on a roll,
yeah.
I'll let you go.
Well, I just thought, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought, well, I'll let you go. Yeah,
My roll was 30 seconds short of when we needed to go to break.
Yeah, I was like, okay, match play, all that.
I just think the PGA Championship is a little bit, of the four majors,
mm-hmm.
kind of...
The boring.
Yeah, it just doesn't have its own personality.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, it's hard to match the other ones, though, if you're talking about personality.
Right,
Masters is a Masters. Open, you're playing over the
history, the birthplace of golf, the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
is.
It's just different.
Can I interest you in a total wild card change?
Sure.
Whole thing's a par three course.
It's an idea.
Just 18 holes of dudes putting it 5 feet from the pin.
Okay. Or what about putt-putt?
Yeah, I mean,
we just make it putt-putt.
Very, very gimmicky.
Now we're getting into the
CTL. Very gimmicky.
Now we're getting into the flag football versus NFL player conversation, where pro golfers are probably.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not the best suited to tackle true putt-putt courses.
Are you?
It's all about angles.
Let me guess who is.
Abe.
No, not me.
Is it Abe?
No, not me.
Is it Abe?
No, but it's guys
I've
watched
on YouTube.
Make the
PGA Championship match play. That's all I'm saying. And don't have it in Charlotte anymore. Those are my two issues. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load up the phones and ask us anything you'd like on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.